A lot more confident, like I'm knowing what I'm doing. I got a year under my belt. And now I'm just, we got a new coaching staff and everything, but I'm just still learning. But I feel a lot more comfortable than I did last year.
Do you envision that you will be, sort of featured more in the passing game, or do you anticipate running the ball?
As of now, I'm really not sure. First day at camp, we still got a lot to put in, still a lot to improve on. And, really not sure at this point. Still got to see how camps go.
Tomorrow's first day of pads. Hugh Jackson has talked about a physical camp. Are you looking forward? You're going to be the one getting hit.
Right.
How do you feel about promises of more physical live stuff?
I'm used to it. I'm ready for it. Because I know at the same time, we're going to go out and put our all into it, and he's going to take care of us with the pass and things of that sort. So, tomorrow's the first day, and we know we got to go out and be physical because that's what he wants.
Coming from Miami last year and your first camp, wasn't the lack of hitting noticeable to you?
The lack of hitting?
In camp.
I was a rookie last year, so I really didn't have much room to, judge because I only been in college and came to the league. So
compared to Miami.
It's different. You do different things at Miami than you do in the NFL. So.
Oh, man, I know it. Have you studied Hugh's offense when he was in Cincinnati to see how he used those two backs down there and how he might use you in pro?
I did. And he did some great things with them, some different things kind of than what we was used to last year and some things that me and Crow both had to adjust to this year to help our game and take our game to another level.
Neither of those guys in Cincinnati last year had 1,000 yards, but as a whole, the running game was very productive. Do you anticipate the same kind of thing where maybe you and the other back will reach 1,000, but still?
We're looking forward to it, game in, game out, just being physical. That's something that coach wants from everyone, starting up front and pass on to everybody. Just being physical, so I believe if we're all physical and we all do our job, we have the potential to. It's just about all doing it at the same time. Some people. I don't really pay some people no mind. Because at the end of the day, I'm out here with my team. We out here with each other and the coaches and everyone in the building. And we're kind of going towards a goal. We don't let anyone dictate what our goal may be and what we can and can't accomplish.
Has Hugh made it clear to you guys that running the ball is the core of his offense?
Yes. Made it very clear with the whole physical mentality.
And I remember that being said last year, too. So why is it going to be different, you think?
Why would it be different from last year?
Yeah. It got off track. Just got a new coach.
New method, trust. We don't really like to think about last year, anything we did last year, because, like you said, different coach, different staff, kind of different everything. And the difference between last year and this year is we're going to try to make sure that everyone does their job.
Well, but do you, when you look out and you see, guys like Gary Barnage and yourself, Isaiah, JG coming back, don't you think you guys, Hugh coaching it, don't you think you have the makings for an exciting offense?
Yeah, we have the potential to have a great dynamic offense. Like I said, it's about everyone doing their job and putting it all together at the same time. Just because we have one guy that's coming back, that's a dynamic player, but if we don't block up front to get the guy the ball, then none of it matters. So, all 11 guys got to do their job.
Do you see packages yet in the offense where you and Crow will be in the backfield together?
I would think so. Like I said, it's day two now, so we're still implementing the offense.
How's RG3 doing? And, when you're out there, how's he moving the offense? How's he looking to you?
He's looking good. He's been through a lot in the past, and I think that kind of shaped him and helped him ready for his new move and his new team. So I think he's ready to learn, and I think Coach Hugh and staff is pushing him and all the quarterbacks very hard because they are the centerpiece of the offense, and they have to run the offense.
What's the difference between Josh, who you played with last year, and RG3 from what you've seen so far?
I haven't seen too much to really tell. I know it's only practice. It's the difference between practice and game. So, I mean, I want to get more reps with both guys in the game to make that judgment.
Have you are you familiar with Terrell Watson's story growing up? Have you talked to him about it at all?
Kind of, sort of.
I mean, does that strike you as kind of amazing that a guy would do all that stuff to make it to the NFL?
We see it every day. Not taking anything from Terrell's story, anything that Terrell's been through, because we know what we understand it. We all are sensitive to each other's problems, issues that we had in the past. But I believe to make it to the NFL, you have to go through something. No one's going to get here scot-free, and it's not going to be easy for anyone. So I believe that everyone has a story, and that's that.
What do you see out of his game?
T is a bruiser. Very physical, big guy. Get in the way, he may run through you. Very good in pass protection, and he's very smart. Probably being in the offensive year kind of helped, but he's a guy that we also go to. We have questions about things because he's been in the offense before.
He has like a photographic memory. He memorized a lot of defensive plays. Can you tell from the way he plays?
Yes, you can tell because everything's with him is he moves a lot faster than you can say the rest of us because he sees it a lot faster and he goes.
What did you do in the offseason to prepare for this
year? Kind of try to get in shape the best I can. Get big and more stronger.
Do you work with certain NFL guys in the offseason?
I do. It's kind of like a group of us.
Any names you can share?
I know Travis Benjamin's there, Lamar Miller, Olivier Vernon, Stephen Morris.
Go ahead.
How's Ernest Byner been in that quarterback room in the offseason? How's he helped you, and what kind of advice has he given you?
Oh, I love him. He tried to give me advice today by pulling my socks all the way up, saying they was halfway there. I can't really do it, but Ernest is a guy that we enjoy having because he's been through it. He know what it takes, and he's been through the up and downs in Cleveland.
Have you ever, do you ever pay attention to fantasy football?
Do I pay attention? Yeah. Kind of do, just because the guys around me, my brothers played a lot. So,
really?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're one of the top guys people are wondering about this year. You could be high pick depending on how you're used, all that stuff. Have you heard that kind of chatter?
Yeah. I mean, I treat it just like any other chat. I don't really pay too much mind.
Have you ever played?
Have I ever played? When I was back in college, I played.
Do you ever hear from fantasy players?
Do I hear from fantasy
players? Like guys who just
yeah, I mean on Twitter a lot, social media a lot. They reach
hostile?
Out.
Mean?
Yeah, some both.
You had 60 some receptions last year. Do you feel like you can top that this year?
I'm hoping that's the plan. I hope that everything goes according to plan.
What else do you have planned for this year? What kind of goals do you have set for yourself?
Winning, basically. Doing whatever I can to help the team win.
Are you good with whatever they decide for the two of you?
I missed it.
Are you good with whatever is decided for you and Isaiah?
Yeah.
I
mean, because whatever it is, that means I deserved it. So that means I showed them that's what I am and nothing more, nothing less.
When you came in last year, did you expect to be given the first chance to be the every down back?
Kind of come in and see and work for it.
Hey, Duke, DeMario was saying how intense everything is under Hugh. The weight room, the meetings, the practices. Do you like that? And can that coach players to where they need to get to?
Yeah, I mean, I do because it's intense, but it's not in, too much of a hostile way. It's just this is how we do things, and let's do it this way, and we'll have a problem. The problem occurs when you try to do it your own way, and that's – what he's not about. It's doing it one way. He's going to let you know what the way is. We go from there.
You guys are at the highest level, obviously, as athletes. Can a coach at this level inspire players?
Yes.
How
definitely.
So?
With what they say and how they – I mean, one thing about coaching is more than just X and O's. It's about being a player's coach and being more open and more – and a coach like that, like you, he's willing to – been here and been there if we're doing what we're supposed to do, and he's and and we're helping him out. He's helping us out. It works both ways. It's the problem, like I said, the problem comes when you may have a coach that is this way or the highway. But coach really, like, works with us.
Duke, can you talk about what Isaiah has been through over the past few weeks with his controversial situation, and maybe how you can be sort of instrumental in helping him? I'm sure you guys are really good friends.
Oh, we are. We all are helping Crow through this because we understand that right is right and wrong is wrong. We all understand that what he did wasn't right, and that's that. But we just working with him through it.